Yes, so Upchop Project has been operating in the area of Khayelitsha for 17 years. And we actually started at Sakho Mlandela Primary School all those years ago and started a garden project there. And 17 years later, we are launching the garden again. And it's part of our overall aim of building sustainable gardens in all 8 of the schools that operate in 4 in Khayelitsha and 4 in Lavender Hill as part of our educational programs. And as you said earlier on, as part of the school's feeding scheme and providing nutrition for the children of the school.
Mm. Let's talk about the feeding scheme and the impact that this garden or the sustainable green space has for the school. I'd like you to give us some insight in terms of that, in terms of sustaining the feeding scheme, in terms of contribution, but also the aspect as well in terms of having schools being self-sufficient in some sense and also teaching skills in terms of gardening.
Yeah. So the feeding scheme at Sakho Mlandela Primary School feeds 1,000 children a day. So it's quite central to providing nutrition to those kids and enabling them to be able to learn. And therefore, the garden with its produce, including, you know, vegetables, all sorts of vegetables, adds to the feeding scheme. We have a gardener who works in the garden every day. He looks after the garden. He weighs the plants and he has a communication with the ladies in the kitchen, providing them with fresh vegetables every day. And, yeah, as you said, we're trying to be sustainable with this project. We have a partnership with an organization called Urban Harvest, and they have been very involved in training the gardener on gardening and understanding plants and how to water them, etc. And they are also one of our partners in providing seedlings on a regular basis over a long period of time, over a few years, actually, that we're going to be working with Urban Harvest. And that is one of the lessons that we've learned from 17 years ago, that it's not enough to just go into a school and plant beautiful vegetables and then walk away. You actually need to give ongoing support to the school in order to help them sustain the garden and keep feeding the children, which is the ultimate aim.
Yeah, and I think on that sense as well, it goes into an important facet in terms of skills development, but also community enhancement in terms of ensuring that the community from all respects, both in terms of, as well, of course, our youth in terms of being sustained in the school, but as well in terms of educating the community on environmental aspects, as well as, of course, skills that are quite valuable in terms of sustaining households.
Yeah. Yes, our food garden project ties in very nicely with some of the other projects that we run at Sakho Mlandela Primary School. We work with the children, teaching them on a daily basis how to plant and how to look after gardens and how to do worm farming, which, you know, worm farming aids in keeping a garden healthy and growing and vitalized. Worms produce compost for the garden. So we give the children very, very basic skills that will help them understand what is going on when they walk into the garden space. And we have another project at the school that's called Eco Warriors, where the children learn much more practically than how to work in the garden. They actually have their classes in the actual garden space, which is a beautiful space on a weekly basis. And these are your, you know, grade 4, grade 5, grade 6 kids, so they're super excited and they're old enough to actually understand and be knowledgeable about a little bit more information that you can give them about plants and the life cycle. So not just the plant itself, but everything that happens in nature. So it's quite an exciting and very practical way of educating the children with these very important life skills, and that they understand how to grow their own food one day when they're older, or even now. Some of them already grow their own food at home. And actually enjoy the process while doing so.
Yeah, most definitely. Unfortunately, it's all the time we have. I ever want to say shukran to you for coming onto our airwaves this early in the morning and enlightening us further on this matter. That was Earth Child Project Operations Manager Fila Saida Sopazi coming online, of course, to give us some insight in terms of their project that they've been conducting and have been conducting as well for 17 years, and that, of course, is on a new school garden. Quite important there in terms of skills development, in terms of keeping the kids fed.